This month, a portion of Colorado River water, once destined for the lettuce fields of California's Imperial Valley, is finding its way to the urban plumbing of San Diego. The water's 250-mile journey marks the culmination of an 8-year struggle to carry surplus farm water to city taps. The historic transfer also helps make peace among the Colorado River's many users. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Maureen Stapleton keeps a tall glass of water at her side when she talks. She's a big fan of tap water, she says, and as general manager of San Diego's County Water Authority, Stapleton knows better than most what it takes to keep that glass full. This month, San Diego is buying more than 3 billion gallons of water from farmers in the Imperial Valley. Stapleton says that's important, even if the water itself is indistinguishable from what San Diegans drink every day.
The water all looks alike. It's all coming from the Colorado River. What it really means is water reliability and additional source of supply.
Eventually, San Diego will buy enough water from the Imperial Valley every year to supply 400,000 families. Neighboring states have long complained that California uses more than its share of the Colorado River. San Diego's purchase helps to address that by encouraging farmers to conserve. They can then sell some of their leftover water to San Diego at a profit. The federal government, which oversees the river, used both a carrot and a stick to encourage the deal. Former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt offered California a cushion of extra water as the state learned to conserve, but he also threatened to cut off that surplus if the California agencies failed to reach a deal. When Gail Norton took over as President Bush's Interior Secretary, she picked up where Babbitt left off, even monitoring the negotiations by cell phone when Washington was blacked out by a hurricane.
It was a gamble for us to get as involved in this situation because there was a great potential that it might not work.
What began as a straightforward exchange between two California water agencies evolved into a complex negotiation, including two more rival agencies, 7 states, and the federal government. Alliances were constantly shifting. Pat Mulroy, who runs the Southern Nevada Water Authority, says getting everyone together was a trying experience.
Every time you thought you had a solution in your hand, it would disappear on you the next morning.
So a year ago, Norton made good on Babbitt's threat. She ordered a dramatic cut in the amount of water California could draw from the river.
That, I think, helped bring people to the table, make them realize this was a serious situation.
Even after that, it took 9 months of arm-twisting before the deal was signed. Stapleton says it took special determination to stick with the talks at a time when the general public in San Diego was largely indifferent.
We have always looked at this as not water for tomorrow, but water that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will benefit from.
Secretary Norton calls the hard-won deal a model of what can be achieved elsewhere in the arid West. A lingering drought in the region has only intensified the challenge. Last week, the Interior Department warned of additional cuts in Colorado River water in 2005. That would make conservation and transfers all the more important. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.